I'm speaking with Eileen Javier, one of the producers of Hudson Mohawk Magazine. Eileen, I'd love to know, when did you first get involved with the Hudson Mohawk Magazine?
Hi, Zina. So I got involved in the Hudson Mohawk Magazine because I visited the Sanctuary for Independent Media to go watch a documentary called The Infiltrators. It was a documentary about immigrants' families and how they deal with that many years ago. At that moment, at that time, I used to be taking a class to become a community health worker. And I mentioned that to Brenda and to Mel and Kathy High, and they said, oh, we have an initiative coming up, which is the Health Autonomy Clinic. It's now the People Health Sanctuary. And they say you can collaborate with that initiative. And it was like a dream come true because I was actually looking to do an internship that allowed me to work with the community. And that's how I get involved with the sanctuary and consequently with the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
So the work that you do outside of the radio station, there's a lot of overlapping in the subject area. What is your work and how do you bring it to the station?
I am part of a very small grassroots organization that assists immigrants in the community in the Capital Region area. And I also volunteer in Food Pantry, which is also in Troy, Oakwood Community Center. And I am involved in the Troy DSA, helping with housing. So basically, I am involved in different initiatives within the city of Troy that deal with social justice. So the Sanctuary for Independent Media is I don't see it as an organization. I see the Sanctuary more as a movement because what they do is not only encouraging social justice, but also bringing art as a way to protest and to bring awareness and create change. So I don't know if that answered your question, but basically the Sanctuary has all of what I am interested in one space. So I'm super happy to being able to find a place that has it all.
So are some of these themes that you report on, can you talk about what type of themes you bring into your producing?
I am interested in things that can help the community. I mean, one that I remember and smile and make me very happy is I did an interview with Diane Cameron last year, and this was for the healthcare that was recently opening up to the essential workers. And I really loved how she described how the children were taking the situation that we were in, the pandemic, like a game, you know, putting the little mask and washing the little hands. And to me, it was important that the people will understand that it was safe to bring the children. And also the way that she described the entrance and how they will take care. It was a way to, through the radio, to bring this information to the city. So I see radio as the oldest way to communicate, but also to reach out to people that are driving and they're listening to podcasts now, or they can be doing different things, but they have access to that communication that is available to them. And without us producing these pieces, they wouldn't know about all these assets that the community has.
Did you work in audio before?
No, not at all. I'm actually very shy to be speaking about what I do and also to be speaking in public.
And why is that?
Okay. When you speak English as a second language, not everybody is accepting of how one speaks. People tend to see that if you have an accent, you might not be bright and you might not be knowledgeable about things. This is not everybody, but some people tend to do that, and I notice. So therefore, sometimes I don't even use my voice because I didn't see the point. The only way that I speak about something is because I truly care, and then I say, okay, I will do it. But this is why I never really did it. But Brenda Miller, Steve Pierce, Melissa Bromley, and Kathy, hi, said, you can do it, and basically incite the confidence in me to be able to do this.
Absolutely. And for the reasons that you just said, by having your voice on the radio, you're dispelling this misconception that people might have. Do you see it that way?
I think I see it that way. And I think it's as an immigrant, because even though I was born in Puerto Rico, I am the child of two immigrants from Dominican Republic. I think, yes, people should take ownership, and including myself, and be brave and not pay so much attention on how people judge you, but just speak up to be able to let others see, okay, if she can do it, I could do it.
And that is a little bit of the role that you play in your community, isn't it? I mean, your role of working with other groups, I see your work often as dispelling misconceptions about mental illness, immigration, other aspects. So isn't this really a part of your work, is to bring up people and to correct misconceptions?
You put me in the spot, Zina. Yes, I think I am doing that. And it was a little bit unintentionally, but it's happening. And I'm opening doors for other people. I hope it makes sense. So what I'm hoping to do is that whatever I do, I don't know that one person might change the world of many, but if I am able to reach out one person, that person might be able to make a change within their little group. And by that, I create kind of a ripple effect. So that's kind of my vision of what I would like to live my life. So yes, one thing is to be brave and not be thinking about what I can't do and then put myself out there and say, okay, I will do it because I'm making a difference.
So how is audio a powerful medium for this work?
Audio is an excellent medium. It's not only that we bring awareness of the different programs available, but also we discuss books. We bring mental health awareness. Actually, I did a good interview with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. And after that, a couple of people asked me for her number and to be in contact with her. And it's all because of a little segment that it was only 10 minutes, but it was powerful. Because back in that time, people were really in need to know that somebody was there, because it was during the pandemic.
What do you still want to achieve? Like, where do you hope to go? And what are some last thoughts about the work that you do for Hudson Mohawk Magazine?
Well, first of all, I want to continue being more involved in the radio, but also in the People's Health Sanctuary. I would like to create a space not only for the community, but for immigrants, and for kind of expanding what we do to reach out the capital region completely. and continue the work that the sanctuary does, educating, bringing social justice, and basically creating something called, it's a philosophy, it's an African philosophy that I believe, and I live my life with this, is the philosophy of Ubuntu. I am because we are. A community is as strong as the people that are in it, and we are all together in this. We are able to do a lot if we said, okay, let's put all the discouragements that we have on every self-consciousness on the side and do it.